Picture this. An angry mob has gathered in the town square, and they're demanding that immigrants leave the country. A courageous man steps up to urge the mob to have more compassion. Sounds like something that could happen today, right? In Europe, or maybe even here. But what I just described is actually a scene written by William Shakespeare some 400 years ago. It's from a play called The Book of Sir Thomas More, and a copy of the script, handwritten by Shakespeare himself, is now viewable online for the first time. Anna Lobenberg is with the British Library.
This is a manuscript in the British Library which we've digitized for our new website, Discovering Literature Shakespeare. It's about Sir Thomas More, who was Henry VIII's Lord Chancellor and who was executed for treason for being opposed to the Reformation. It was a collaborative play, and Shakespeare was commissioned to write a particularly controversial scene in which Thomas More makes an impassioned speech to a group of rioters on the streets of London. And the rioters are calling for French immigrants to be banished from England. These are refugees who have fled from persecution on the continent.
These are the French Huguenots or French Protestants.
That's right, and Italian Lombards.
And so, of course, it has significance today. Is that why you're releasing it?
That's absolutely right. I think one of the most moving things about the scene that Shakespeare's written is that More asks the rioters to empathize with the refugees. He says, imagine how you would feel if you were banished from your homeland. If you found yourself in a strange place, you know, you would then be the alien. And he pleads with them to sort of confront what he calls their mountainous inhumanity. So I think, you know, this is particularly resonant at the moment with the international refugee crisis.
Did I read correctly that Ian McKellen, there's a recording of him reading this famous part of the play, the Thomas More speech?
That's right. There is a recording on YouTube, which I only found this morning, actually. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's very, very moving, particularly, as you say, in light of what's happening with the refugee crisis around the world.
Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs with their poor luggage, plodding to the ports and coasts for transportation, and that you sit as kings in your desires. This is the stranger's case.
The play was originally written by a playwright called Anthony Munday in the 1590s, but at that time all play scripts had to go through the censor before players were allowed to perform them. And in this case, the censor said, no, this is too controversial, it's not going ahead. Thomas More was fighting against the monarch. There were fears that it might incite civil unrest.
Just my final question is, back when the French Huguenots and Lombards were going to England as a refuge, are we talking thousands of thousands like today's refugee crisis?
I believe so, yes. I know that Shakespeare was writing at a time when London was being transformed by immigrants. And again, you know, resonating with today, people complained about foreigners taking their jobs. But these were Huguenots fleeing from religious persecution in their homeland.
Anna Lobenberg is project manager for the Discovering Literature website at the British Library. Thanks for speaking with us today, Anna.
Thank you so much.
A script actually written in Shakespeare's own hand, now online. It's pretty incredible. If you'd like to see it, head over to PRI.org. But be warned, the Bard's handwriting definitely isn't easy to read.